要建造我的教会。
And here it tells us that the Lord Jesus says, I will build my church.
而且阴间的权柄不能胜过。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
而且这个教会会是荣耀的。
And the church will be glorious.
哦，这个教会将来要没有斑点，没有瑕疵。
This church will not have any spot or blemish.
这是我们何等荣耀的盼望。
This is such a glorious hope.
愿早晨主借着他的话再继续的来对我们说他在这个幕后的时代要对我们的心意。
And so we do pray that this morning the Lord will continue to speak his words to us in these end days.
好叫我们可以来答应神的呼召而且跟他一起配合。
So that we may respond to the calling of the Lord and also cooperate with him.
我们读几处的圣经。
Let us read several passages of scripture.
其实只有两节哈，是我们很熟悉的。这段日子主对我们说的话。
Actually, it's just two verses. These are verses we're very familiar with because these are the words he's been speaking to us recently.
在尼希米记第二章十七节到十八节。
Nehemiah chapter 2:17-18.
我们讲中文的弟兄们，我们先把这两节圣经读一次，然后我们请讲英文的请姊妹翻译。
Let's read it together first in Chinese and then in English.
好，一起来。以后我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重新耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们说，尊恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我说的话。他们就说我们起来建造吧于是他们奋勇做着善工
Then I said to them You see the bad situation we are in that Jerusalem is desolate and its gates burned by fire Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem so that we will no longer be a reproach I told them how the hand of my God had been favorable to me and also about the king's words which he had spoken to me. Then they said, let us arise and build. So they put their hands to the good work.
我们一起再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们早晨安静在你的面前。
Lord, this morning as we are quiet before you,
我们愿意你对我们的心说话。
We are willing for you to speak to our hearts.
把今天你要我们说的话哦真的说在我们的心里面。
May you speak your words directly into our hearts.
让我们知道你怎样带领我们一起来往前。
So that we may know how you are leading us forward.
在天然的人里面我们都是软弱的。
In our natural man, Lord, we are all weak.
我们也遭遇到许多仇敌的攻击。
And we also meet many attacks of the enemy.
但是我们感谢你。
But Lord, we thank you.
你荣耀的旨意终究要成就。
Your glorious will still will be accomplished.
我们愿意答应你的呼召说起来我们来建造。
And we do want to respond to your calling of saying, rise up and build.
愿你祝福下面的时间。
May you bless the following time.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' most victorious name we pray.
Amen. 感谢主这段日子里面主借着尼希米记对我们说话。
We do thank the Lord because in these days the Lord is speaking to us through the book of Nehemiah.
我们知道在尼希米记的时候耶路撒冷已经被毁了。
We know that during the time of Nehemiah, Jerusalem had already been destroyed.
那时候已经离巴比伦把南国犹大国灭亡已经超过七十年。
And already the people have been exiled into Babylon, and the destruction of Jerusalem had passed 70 years.
所以那时候的耶路撒冷情形是非常的荒凉。
And so the condition of Jerusalem was in great desolation.
城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧，而且圣殿也被拆毁了。
The walls had been broken down, the gates had been burned, and the temple had also been destroyed.
这个情形已经七十年了。
And this condition had lasted for 70 years.
许多人都看见这样的情形。
Many people saw this condition.
可是他们却没有反应。
However, they had no response.
但是我们感谢我们的主，当七十年年满， 然后神就成就他的话语，叫以色列人归回。
But we do thank the Lord because according to God's words, once the 70 years had been fulfilled, he did call for his people to be returned.
那时候尼希米是在波斯王的王宫里面做酒政的。
And at that time, Nehemiah, he was a cupbearer in the palace of the king of Persia.
当他听到从耶路撒冷回来的人跟他说耶路撒冷的光景，
When he heard about the news of the condition of the people of Jerusalem when they returned,
他有反应，他坐下来哭泣，他悲哀，他在神的面前禁食祷告。
He had a response. He sat down and wept and mourned and fasted for many days.
之后他在王的面前蒙恩，得以去耶路撒冷来看见耶路撒冷的情形。
And because he received favor in the eyes of the king, he was able to go back to Jerusalem and inspect the condition.
他夜间起来，他骑着牲口来把耶路撒冷的城墙、城门一个一个的细细查看。
And so he got up in the middle of the night. He rode his horse and he inspected very carefully the condition of the walls and the gates.
主就把一个重建耶路撒冷的这样一个负担放在尼希米的里面。
And then God gave him this burden to rebuild once again into the heart of Nehemiah.
Oh, 我们何等感谢我们的主。
How we thank our Lord.
因为在地上他找到了一个人要他知道主在那个时候要做的事。
Because the Lord now had found somebody who knew what God wanted to do.
我们知道像刚才说的，那时候以色列被掳已经超过70年。
And we just said that the people were in exile already for more than 70 years.
耶路撒冷荒凉也超过70年。
The desolation of Jerusalem had passed 70 years.
许多人都听见，许多人都看见。
Many people had heard of it. Many people saw it.
可是大家都没有反应。
However, everyone had no response.
但是主兴起了尼希米。
But now the Lord rose up Nehemiah.
因为他心里面是有这个耶路撒冷这样子的一个清楚的一个负担的。
Because now Nehemiah, he had this very clear burden in his heart.
所以他在尼希米就二章十七节的里，他就对以色列人发出这样一个呼召。
And so Nehemiah in chapter 2:17, he was able to give this calling to the people.
他说：“来吧，我们重新建造耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。”
He says, "Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, so that we will no longer be a reproach."
也非常的感谢主，那时候以色列人同声的这样回答。
And we truly thank the Lord because all the people of Jerusalem together responded.
我们起来建造吧。
Let us arise and build.
我们起来建造吧。
Let us arise and build.
所以他们就奋勇做着这个工。
And so with great courage, they did this work.
啊，我们愿意主也把这样的一个意象摆在我们的里面。
We pray the Lord will also place such a vision into us.
当我们知道主在这个今天这个末后的世代要成就的事情，我们就来答应主的呼召。
When we know what it is that God wants to accomplish in these end days, may we also respond to His calling.
我们就可以对主说，我们起来建造吧。
May we also respond to the Lord and say, "Yes, let us come and rebuild."
我们知道，当人犯罪堕落之后，历世历代以来，神一直在做恢复的工作。
We know that after the fall of man, God throughout the ages, He's constantly doing this work.
神兴起了许多的人，让他们看见异象。
He raised up many people who saw this vision.
当他们看见异象以后，神就把一个使命托付在他们里面。
And when they saw the vision, God entrusted this mission to them.
让他们可以来答应神的呼召，来做成神的工。
So that they would respond to God's calling and that they would do His work.
我们知道在这条线上，这条恢复的线上，有许多的人都是我们的榜样。
In this recovery line of work, we know that there are many people who are our examples.
有亚伯拉罕，有摩西，有大卫，有以赛亚。
There's Abraham, there's Moses, David, and Isaiah.
一直到新约的彼得、约翰、保罗都是这样子。
And then when we come to the New Testament, also Peter, John, and Paul, they were the same.
他们每一个人都看见了异象。
All of them saw this vision.
每一个人主也给他们一个托付，有一个呼召。
And to every one of them, God had an entrustment or a calling.
他们都起来答应了神的呼召，成就了神在那个时代 要成就的工作。
And they all rose up and they responded to God's calling to accomplish God's work in that time.
我想今天也是这样。
It's the same today.
今天神仍然对他的儿女们说话。
God today is still speaking to his children.
仍然愿意我们来知道他要在这个世代要成就的事。
And he still wants us to know what he wants to accomplish in this age.
我们感谢主，上周末有RCGG 就是 Rise 的福音团契有一个退休会。
We thank the Lord because last weekend there was an RCGG youth retreat.
在退休会的当中呢，钟弟兄跟我们交通到意向和使命。
And in this retreat, Brother Philip shared with us about the vision as well as the mission.
那也交通到我们怎样预备我们的器皿。
And also he shared about how the vessel needs to be prepared.
讲到意象，我们的弟兄很清楚地告诉我们说，所有的意象都是指着基督。
Our brother was very clear in telling us that all visions point to Christ.
那呼召跟使命是什么呢？
Then what is the calling and the mission?
呼召跟使命就是为主耶稣基督做见证。
The calling and the mission is to witness for our Lord Jesus.
我们今天也愿意在这个意象和使命当中我们有清楚的认识。
And today we also want to have this very clear understanding to know what is this calling and mission.
我们来认识基督。
That we are to know Christ.
我们来为主耶稣基督做见证。
And we are to witness for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来回答神的呼召，让我们说，我们起来建造吧。
May we respond to God's calling and say, yes, let us arise and build.
下面我们就要从四个方面来看建造的榜样。
So following, we're going to take a look at four different examples of building.
第一方面讲到建造是神荣耀的心意。
The first point is that building is God's glorious will.
我们都知道神是创造的神。
We all know that our God is a creator.
但是神也是建造的神。
However, he's also a builder.
神用六天创造了天地，等到天地万物都造齐了以后，到第七天神就说他造物的，圣经上说神造物的功已经完毕，他就安息了。
God used 6 days to create the heavens and the earth, and the Bible tells us that on the 7th day after he finished, he rested.
神所有的创造都是美好的，都是伟大的，各按其时成为美好。
Everything that God has created is great and good, everything.
甚至到第六天造人以后呢，神说这一切所造的都甚好。
And after the creation of man on the 6th day, the Bible tells us that God saw all that he created and it was very good.
当人被造好了以后呢，神就说这甚好，就安息了。
And so after man was created, God saw that it was very good and he rested.
我们知道很快的，很可惜的，亚当和夏娃很快就堕落了。
However, we all know very sadly, very quickly, Adam and Eve fell.
那原来美好的神的创造现在好像就被玷污了，就有一个破口。
And so that which was created to be very good, now it is blemished. Now there is this gap or a brokenness.
感谢主，人失败了，但是神从来不失败。
We thank the Lord, even though man can fail, but God never fails.
就像一个慈爱的父亲一样，这个儿子呢，可以成为浪子。
Just like a loving father, a son will love, can become a prodigal son.
但是父亲从来不放弃，父亲一直要把这个浪子挽回过来，一直在等候他。
However, a father will never give up on his son. He is always trying to save him, always waiting for him to return.
直到这个浪子醒悟过来回家了。
Until the point where the prodigal son wakes up and then wants to come home.
就像是失而复得，死而复活一样。
Just like a condition of being lost and then found again.
然后死而复生一样。
And then resurrecting from the dead.
这个就是路加福音十五章浪子的比喻。
This is the parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15.
当人失败以后，神就开始做他恢复的工作。
And so after man fails, we know that God does his work of recovery.
也可以说神就开始重新的建造。
Or we can say that God now begins to rebuild.
在希伯来书3章4节告诉我们说，因为房屋都必有人建造，但是建造万物的就是神。
In Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4, it tells us that for every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God.
神的建造的工作跟创造的工作有什么不同呢？
So what's the difference between creating and building?
创造是神用他的话语创造，而且呢 他说有就有，命立就立。
For creation, when God wanted to create, He created through His words. When He spoke, it was so.
创造就是从没有到有，神只用六天的时间就造齐了天地万物，然后他就安息了。
Creation was making something out of nothing, and in 6 days He created all the heavens and the earth.
但是建造是怎么样呢？
But then what about building?
建造也是人的工作。但是他需也是神的工作，但是需要人的配合。
Now building is also God's work. However, He needs the cooperation of man.
建造是一个长时间的工作，从亚当夏娃他们犯罪以后呢，一直要到新天新地，来到神一直在做建造的工作。
Building is a long-term work from the beginning of creation of man and woman all the way until the very end of the creation of the new heaven and the new earth. It is God who's working.
在人类历史中，神一直在工作。
In the history of man, God is constantly working.
我们知道，人犯罪堕落以后呢，就这个世界呢，好像就有破口，就玷污了。
We know that after the sin and the fall of man, that now there is this brokenness. There is the sin has tarnished everything.
但是感谢主，主他。神他一直在建造，而且到最后，就像我们刚才唱的诗歌一样，有一个荣耀的教会是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
But we thank the Lord because He is the one who is building, just like the hymn that we said that everything is glorious in His work.
神最后有新耶路撒冷要从天而降，那时候就有一个羔羊的婚宴。
And at the very end, we know that the New Jerusalem will descend, and there will be the wedding feast of the Lamb.
所以神的创造是使无变有，神的恢复的建造就是像从死里复生一样，让必死的可以活过来。
We know that God's creation is to make something out of nothing, and the building of God's is to resurrect that which is dead, so that we can now have life in Christ.
感谢主，我们的主道成肉身来到地上，让我们来为我们的罪来付上了挽回祭，把我们挽回过来。
We do thank the Lord because He came in the flesh so that we may be recovered and that He becomes a propitiation so that we may be now reconciled to Him.
所以我们借着信他，就有神的生命在我们的里面，来代替我们这个旧造，这个被罪玷污的生命。
Through believing in Him, now we can have this new life which replaces that old creation.
然后他在这个生命在我们里面长大，我们可以长成基督。长成的身量满有基督的荣耀。
And now when we grow and mature, we can be full of the stature of our Lord Jesus.
我们知道神的创造是荣耀的。
We know that God's creation is glorious.
神的建造更是荣耀的。
And God's building is also even more so glorious.
我们愿意把自己来让在神的手中。
We're willing to offer ourselves up into His hand.
与他配合，好叫神这个建造的工作能够在我们身上可以成就。
We want to cooperate with Him so that God's building can be finished.
那接下来我们要问神如何建造呢？
So next we need to ask, how does God build?
我们如何配合神的建造呢？
How do we cooperate in His building work?
第二方面我们就要交通到个人的建造。
And so secondly, let's share upon the building of the individual.
在哥林多前书3:9-10这样说，他说因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。我就是保罗，照着神给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
1 Corinthians 3:9-10 tells us, For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building. According to the grace of God which is given to me, which is Paul, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds on it.
保罗开宗明义就讲到说，我们是与神同工的。
And so Paul, right from the get-go, he says that we are co-workers, fellow workers with God.
神的建造需要人的配合。
And so God's building, we need man's cooperation.
我们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
We are God's field, we are God's building.
那我们如果这个田地不让神来耕种，这个房屋不让神来建造的话，神他就不能做什么。
If this field does not allow God to work in it, and if this building does not allow God to do His work on it, then we cannot do anything.
但是如果我们把自己让在神的手中，让神来耕种这个田地， 就像神把那个犁哈在田地这样犁一犁一样，这个刚硬的田地就可以变成柔软的。
However, if we allow God to come and cultivate and work in us and plow in us, just like those plowshares, in the field, then He can do His work.
当这田地被耕种以后呢，然后就可以来播种，然后这个种子就可以发芽，然后就可以成长，就可以结实，来长出许多的五谷杂粮。
When the fields are plowed and cultivated, and then the seeds can be put down, and then it can grow into seedlings, and then it can really produce many things.
但是我们如果不让神来耕种呢，那这块田地就是充满着杂草。
If this field is unwilling to be plowed, then it's full of weeds.
那神就不能来做什么。
And then God cannot do anything.
这个杂草是什么？
What are these weeds?
这刚硬是什么？
And what is this hardness of soil?
这个杂草就是世界上来所有乱七八糟的思想。
And these weeds are all the messy things of this world.
我们离开神了以后呢，人的心就变刚硬了。
If you are apart from God, then your heart is very hard.
所以我们愿意，我们每一个人，像一块田地一样，我们把自己让在神的手中，让他来耕种。
Every single one of us, we are like this field. We want to allow God to come and cultivate this field.
让他把我们里面这些不是属于神的，这些乱七八糟的东西都可以除掉。
Allow Him to come and take away all the things that do not belong.
让我们的实心可以变成肉心。
May our heart of stone be turned into a heart of flesh.
让我们的心像一块好土一样，能够把种子神的道接在接种在我们的里面。
May our heart be good soil so that we can receive His word into it.
所以能够结实，有30倍的，有60倍的，有100倍的。
Then it can multiply. It can have 30, 60, 100 fold.
我们也是神所建造的房屋。
We are also God's building.
我们这个房屋哈，常常是有很多的问题的。
As God's building, oftentimes we have a lot of problems.
就像我们刚刚搬到休斯顿以后，那时候买了一个50多年的房子一样。
Just like when we first moved to Houston, we bought this house that was more than 50 years old.
好像从地基到屋顶啊，每一个能够出问题的地方都出过问题。
From the foundation up to the roof, everything that could have had a problem, it had a problem.
我们就是这样一个破烂的房子。
We are like this broken down house.
当然，神要把这房子拆掉，对不对？
And of course, we know God wants to demolish this house.
然后要把它重新的来建造。
And He wants to rebuild it.
可是呢，我们如果不让神来做，神就不能做什么。
However, if you do not allow God to do anything, He cannot do anything.
我们不仅常常不让神在我们里面来做他的工作，有时候我们还自己要做自己的事。
Oftentimes, not only do we not allow God to do His work, we want to do our own work.
我们也许看看这个房子不够，就东加一个。一个房间，西加一块房间。
We think, as we look at this house, we think it's not good enough, and so we're going to add this room here and add that thing over there.
然后呢，就是弄得乱七八糟。
And then we make a big mess of it.
以前魏弟兄常常说，这样的房子呢，就叫做违章建筑。
And so in the past, Brother Wei used to say that this is an illegal house.
所以呢，最后还是要被拆掉的。
And so at the end, it's just going to be demolished anyway.
但是我们把自己让在神的手中。神就可以把这个房子来建造成神喜悦的样子。
However, if you allow yourself as this house to be placed into God's hand, then He can make it a pleasing one to Him.
让这个房子能够来被神来住在里面，能够住得舒服。
And then God can come and dwell in it, and it can be a comfortable dwelling for Him.
而且这个房子呢，能够来彰显神的荣耀。
And it can also manifest His glory.
所以感谢主，我们是神所耕种的田地，是神所建造的房屋。
And so we thank the Lord, we are His field and God's building.
但是我们要愿意把自己让在神的手中，让神来做。
But we must be willing to place ourselves into God's hands for Him to do this work.
保罗刚才讲了，我们是与神同工的。
And so Paul says that we are fellow workers of God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿意我们不是在跟神扯后腿的。
So brothers and sisters, I hope that you are not doing things against what God is trying to accomplish.
神要说往东，我们就往西。
That when God says He wants to go east, you go west.
神说要这样做，我们就做相反的事。
That when God says He wants to do something, you go and do something opposite.
那这样神的工作就不能够在我们身上成就。
Then God's work cannot be accomplished in us.
但是感谢主，当我们愿意把自己让在主的手中，神就可以来做成他的工。
But we thank the Lord, if you place yourself and you're willing to put yourself into His hands, He will build.
这个荒芜的田可以被耕种成为肥美的田。
That a useless field can now be an abundant field.
这个原来是很破烂的房子，可以变成一个很美丽的房子。
A broken down house can now be changed into a beautiful house.
好，那我们讲到建造。讲到建造，第一件事情，建造房屋最重要一件事情就是根基。
And so now, when we speak of building, the very first important thing is the foundation.
根基要立得好，这个房子才能盖得好。
If your foundation is good, then your house can be good.
那根基如果没有打好呢？不管上面用什么来盖，都没有用，都有一天会垮掉。
If the foundation is not good, it doesn't matter what you put on top of it. Then one day it will collapse.
圣经说，那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。
And the Bible tells us that that foundation has already been laid. It is our Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，我们感谢主，主已经立好的那个根基。
We thank the Lord. He has already established the foundation.
我们不需要再来做什么。
You don't need to do anything to add to it.
这救恩已经成就了。
The salvation has been accomplished.
那就是我们的根基。
This is our foundation.
我们只要来接受主，我们在这上就可以在这上面来建造。
If you have accepted the Lord, then you can build upon it.
那要怎么样来建造呢
？And now, how do we build？
这边保罗后面有讲到说，有草木合接的建造，也有金银宝石的建造。
Later, Paul also tells us here that you can have the building of wood, hay, and stubble, or you can also have the building of gold, silver, and precious gems.
好，那我们怎么样来知道什么是草木合接的建造，什么样是金银宝石的建造呢？
So how will you know that you are building with wood, hay, and stubble, or that you are building with gold, silver, and precious stones?
在使徒行传二十章三十二节，这边讲到说，保罗说：“如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能够建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。”
In Acts 20:32, it says, "And now I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified."
所以这里有讲到神恩惠的道。
Here it tells us about the word of His grace.
这个恩惠的道就是神的话，能够来建立我们。
This word of His grace is His word, which is able to build us up.
恩惠的道就是圣经。
The word of grace is the Bible.
就是我们的根基。
This is our foundation.
我们要扎根在神的话语的里面。
We are to be rooted in the word of God.
就像我们很熟悉的诗篇第一篇一样，诗篇第一篇说到，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
Just like what the verses that we are very familiar with in Psalm chapter 1, it says, Blessed is he who loves the law of the Lord and meditates on it day and night.
我们信主以后，我们知道要来读主的话。
After we come to believe in the Lord, we know we need to read God's word.
这样我们的属灵的生命才能够成长，对不对？
Then our spiritual life will grow.
那但是我们是怎么样来读主的话呢？
But then how are we to read God's word?
我们是每天都有一段安静的时间在主的面前好好读他的话呢，还是我们就匆匆忙忙的随便读一下就交差了事呢？
Do you have a set time where you quiet down and read God's words carefully, or do you just read it casually in a hurry?
上周张康弟兄交通到我们读主的话呢，就好像绕耶律歌城一样哈。
Last Sunday, our brother Zhang Kong also shared with us about how reading God's word oftentimes is like circling the city of Jericho.
我们知道头六天呢，每天绕一次哈，然后做同样的事情。
We know that going around Jericho was a daily thing for 6 days, and every day they did the same thing.
好像是重复的，好像是乏味的，好像是没有什么果效的。
It seems repetitive, it seems boring, and it seems fruitless.
但是弟兄告诉我们，神得胜的工作不是到第七天才有的，是在每一天都是得胜的。
But our brother reminded us that the victory was not won on the seventh day. They had victory every single day.
最后一天的得胜是因为每天都在得胜，对不对
？The victory of the seventh day was because of the victory of every previous day.
所以同样的，我们若愿意得胜，我们愿意神在我们的身上来成就他的工作。 我们不是说期待那个只有第七天的时候，哇，然后一呼喊的时候，耶利哥城墙就倒塌。
And so in the same way, if we want victory, it's not just that you, oh, all of a sudden on the seventh day, after you shout that the city now comes crumbling down.
没有前六天的 绕城就没有第七天的得胜。
If you do not have the circling of the previous six days, you will not have the victory of the seventh.
是每一天要得胜，第七天才能得胜。
You have victory every day, and then you will have the victory of the seventh day.
愿我们这样子的来读主的话。
May we read God's word in this way.
我们若这样读主的话，那这样就是一个金银宝石的建造。
If you read God's word in this way, that is the building of the gold, silver, and the precious stones.
但是如果我们只是把读圣经当成一个义务，好像每一天就随便读一点，交差了事的话呢，这就是草木禾秸的建造。
However, if you read God's word just like a chore, like something that you have to check off on your list, then that is building up like wood, hay, and stubble.
当我们好好的来读圣经，主的圣经，主的话，就在里面会工作。
If you read God's words well, then His words can begin to work in you.
能够来被主来改变，把这个原来天然这样一个丑恶的生命变成一个美丽的生命。
And then He can change your very ugly life into something that is very beautiful.
一个刚硬、一个自以为是的生命呢，变成一个很温柔。变成一个愿意来谦卑的生命。
He can change a very hard-hearted, something very difficult life into something that is very gentle and very humble.
这样我们属灵的生命就可以长大，就可以刚强。
And then our spiritual life can grow and be strong.
但是当我们没有好好来读圣经的时候，我们就很容易灰心丧志。
When we don't read His word well, it's very easy for us to be disappointed or discouraged.
碰到困难或者不顺利的时候呢，我们就会生气，然后呢就会很沮丧。
When we encounter situations that are difficult, it's very easy to lose our temper or to be discouraged.
请问我们的生活是在什么样的环境里面呢？
And so, what kind of situation or what kind of condition do you want your life to be in?
有一次我很大胆的问我的姐妹，就是我的妻子。
One time, very bravely, I asked my wife.
我说你的婚姻生活幸福吗？
I asked her,Is your married life blissful?
她淡淡的回答说，还行吧。
And very plainly she said, it's so-so.
她后来又加一句话。
And then later she added in this phrase.
如果少挨一点骂的话，会更美好一些。
If I were scolded less, it would be better.
哎呀，让我非常惭愧啊。
Caused me to feel great shame.
在我们的家庭中，在我们的团契中，在我们的教会中
，in our family life, in church life, in our gatherings，
我们是那个骂人的人呢，还是那个挨骂的人
？Are we the one doing the scolding, or are we the one who are receiving the scolding？
如果我们是挨骂的，我们感谢主。
If we are being scolded at, we thank the Lord.
因为已经有人告诉我们说要在哪里建造。
Because there's already someone telling us where it needs to be rebuilt.
这有可能是对的，有可能是不对的。
It could be wrong, it could be right.
我们求主光照我们哈，如果有什么是需要来改变的，就像诗篇一百三十九篇一样，看看我里面有什么恶行没有，来引导我走永生的道路。
We do pray that the Lord would shine His light into us, enlighten us, so that we may know. Just like in Psalm 139, Lord, search my heart, see if there be any evil way in me.
那如果没有呢？如果没有做得不好呢
？However, if there is no evil, nothing bad within.
我们也感谢主，因为这个让我们可以谦卑。
We do thank the Lord still because this allows us to be humble.
好，那如果我们是骂人的人呢
？However, if you are doing the one that is scolding,
其实哈，我们骂人的人的自己的问题可能比挨骂的人更大。
The person who's doing the scolding, actually, your problem might be greater than the person that you are scolding.
主说，你看见弟兄眼中有刺，却不想到自己的眼中有梁木。
You see, the Lord tells us, you see the speck in your brother's eye, but you don't notice the plank in your own.
我们愿意主也光照我们。
We do pray that the Lord would enlighten us.
如果你是常常骂人的人,
If you are doing the scolding a lot,
特别要注意我们的眼中有没有梁木。
Pay attention to whether or not you have a plank in your eye.
常常我们里面眼中有梁木，但是我们却看到弟兄眼中的刺。
Oftentimes we have that plank in our eye, but we are only looking at the speck in our brother's eye.
主说你要先除掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能够看得清楚，才能够除掉弟兄眼中的刺。
The Lord tells us that you need to remove the plank in your own eye first before you take care of that speck in your brother's eye.
这个刺是不好的。
Of course, that speck is not good.
梁木更是不好的。
It's even worse to have a plank.
这些都是要除掉的。
All of these things need to be taken out.
就像田里面的杂草一样。
Just like the weeds in the field.
就像房子里面乱七八糟的东西一样。
Just like the terrible mess that's in the house.
是要被对付，是要被建造的。
All of these things need to be dealt with so that there can be rebuilding.
但是如果我们只看见弟兄眼中的刺，却没有看见自己眼中的梁木，那这样子这个工作，神的工作就没有办法来进行。
However, if you only pay attention to the speck in your brother's eye and you don't see your own plank, then God cannot do any work of rebuilding.
我们愿意主把建造的工作不是做成在别人的里面，是要做成在我们自己的里面。
May the rebuilding work not be done upon others, but upon ourselves.
我们是让我们周围的人跟我们在一起的时候很喜乐，很得益处呢，还是我们跟我们周围的人在一起，我们跟我们周围人在一起，然后呢，别人因我们的受苦呢
？Are we causing other people to have joy and be benefited because of us, or are we causing the people around us to suffer？
我们愿意先把自己让在神的手中。
May we be willing to place ourselves first into God's hands？
我们天天的，我们愿意来跟主亲近。
Then daily we are willing to come and draw near to our Lord.
我们来认认真真的来读主的话。
And diligently read God's word.
我们跟主交通。
And have fellowship with Him.
我们在神面前让神来做他的工作。
And before the Lord, may we be willing then to do His work.
让我们的心是柔软的。
May our hearts be soft.
让我们都是跟主说，主啊，你要做什么事，我就说，是的。
And then whatever the Lord wants us to do, we would respond and say yes.
雅各他也告诉我们说，你们要行道，不要单单听道。
James also tells us that we need to be doers of the word, not merely hearers.
如果听道而不行道的人呢，就好像一个人看镜子，看了就走，以后呢，他就忘记自己长什么样子。
If you are a hearer but not a doer, then you are like a man who looks at your face in a mirror, and once you've walked away, you've forgotten what you look like.
但是如果我们是一个行道的人，这样的人不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事情上必然得福。
However, if you are one who abides and does what you hear, then you will be blessed in what you do.
我们每一天神一定会借着圣灵对我们说话。
The Lord through the Holy Spirit does speak to us every day.
借着恩膏的教训来引导我们。
He leads us through the teaching of the anointing.
可是我们有没有来顺服恩膏的教训，能够活出来主所要指教我们的呢？
But have we obeyed the teaching of the anointing? Have we really followed that which he wants us to do?
主也说，如果只单单听到而不行道，就像一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
If you only listen to the word, but you do not obey it, you are like an ignorant person building a house upon sand.
但是我们若听到又行道的话，就像一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
However, if you are a hearer and a doer, then you are like the wise man building upon the rock.
所以当试验来的时候，当困难的环境来到的时候，那个盖在沙土上的房子就被就被吹倒了啊！就但是呢，如果说是盖在磐石上呢，它就可以立住了。
And then when the testing and the trials come, we know that the house on the sand will fall. However, the one who does the word of God, his house, it will withstand the test.
这次的夏令会我是参加一组，就是从听道到行道。
In the afternoon workshop of the summer conference this year, I attended the group that talked about from hearing God's word to doing God's word.
有许多弟兄姐妹做了美好的见证。
Many brothers and sisters gave good testimonies.
有位弟兄他就说到主的话要去用，因为用就有，不用就没有。
One brother said that when we have God's word, we need to use it because if you don't use it, you will lose it.
这是我们常听到这话，对不对？你用就有，没有就不用就没有。
This is a phrase we hear a lot, right? It is use it or lose it.
神的话越用就越来越丰富，神的话不用就越来越稀少。
The more you use God's words, the more rich and abundant it becomes. The less you use it, the less and less it grows, less it diminishes.
而且我们若照着主的话去做的时候，带来的就是平安，就是喜乐，就是荣耀。
And the more you do according to God's words, we know that the fruit is peace, joy, abundance, and glory.
有一位姐妹在医疗单位工作，工作非常的忙，压力也很大，所以她就很容易发脾气。
There is a sister. She works in medicine, and because she is very busy, she's easily stressed and she's easily angered.
她就说哈，我没有时间来对别人好。
She says, "I don't have time to be nice."
我们是不是常常这样呢
？Are we often like that?
我就把我事情做好就好，我没有时间对你好。
Let me just finish my work. I don't have time to be nice to you.
但是感谢主，主说对他说话要。他听主的话。
But we thank the Lord because the Lord spoke to her and she obeyed.
然后主说你们要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
The Lord said to her, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to be angry.
所以他就改变了。
And so she changed.
他就有神的爱从他里面出来了。
She had God's love that flowed from her.
就像一个葡萄树的枝子连在葡萄树上，他现在有一个爱的源头了。
Just like that vine who is attached to the tree, to the branches attached to the vine, and now God's life can flow through her.
本来做不到的事情，靠着神就能够成就。
Previously, the things that she could not do originally, now God can do through her.
还有一位弟兄交通到他靠主如何戒烟的经历。
Another brother also fellowshiped on his experience of quitting smoking.
然后刚开始也是非常困难，非常痛苦的。
He also shared that at the beginning it was very difficult and painful.
是圣灵跟肉体交战，然后呢，要靠着自己想要做好。
It was the Holy Spirit fighting with his flesh, and according to himself, he could not do that which was good.
这个不是太难哈，弟兄后来也说这个是不可能的。
It's not just difficult. Our brother said that this was impossible.
但是感谢主，过了三年多，他借着祷告把自己让在神的手中。
But after 3 years, we thank the Lord. He prayed and he placed himself into the hand of God.
让神来做，很奇妙的，有一天这个难处就过去了。
He allowed God to do it, and one day this difficulty passed.
他不仅不想要抽烟，他甚至闻到那烟味，都觉得很难受。
Not only did he not want to smoke, but then also whenever he smelled it, he thought it was terrible.
这是主做的。
This was something God did.
但是他要做一件事情。
But he had to do something.
就是把自己让在主的手中。
He had to allow himself to be placed into God's hand.
我们也知道有弟兄姐妹在工作上也经历主。
We also know brothers and sisters have experienced the Lord in their work.
当我们靠着自己想把工作做好的时候，就做不好。
When according to ourselves we want to do well, we just can't.
就好像根本就是一个大山一样，没有办法跨越的。
It's like this impossible mountain you can't overcome.
但是如果交在神的手中
，However, when you place it into God's hands,
那这个大山在神的手中就可以被移平。
And then this huge mountain can now be plowed straight.
神就做可以把那个不很难的工作、不可能的工作来让它可以做成。
God can make the impossible into a possibility.
甚至论文可以发表。
And we all can express, can experience this.
哎呀，这个他的做研究的论文可以发表。
And now you can also defend your dissertation.
而且让原来很多批评责怪的人呢，后来都变成感谢和称许。
And also a lot of criticism can be turned into praises and thanks.
呀，那再讲一个见证。
Let me give you another testimony.
有一个家庭有三个小小孩。
There's this family with three small children.
那弟兄的工作压力非常的大。
And the brother, the husband, he has a lot of pressure at work.
但是呢，姐妹白天在家里带孩子也非常忙，也精疲力竭。
And the wife, the mother, she is also very busy at home taking care of the children.
所以弟兄呢，他就常常头痛。
And so the husband, he often has headaches.
下班回家以后呢，他就要休息。
And when he comes home from work, he wants to rest.
那休息完了以后呢，他就去弹钢琴。
And after he rests, he goes to play piano.
他说这样可以舒压。
And so in this way, he decompresses.
啊，因为他压力非常的大。
Because he has too much pressure on him.
那姐妹呢，在白天忙了一天以后。
And this wife, after being busy all day long,
她很盼望弟兄回家以后能够帮她一点忙。
She really hopes that her husband can help out a little bit at home.
可是她失望了。
But she was disappointed.
所以呢，他们中间就有一些矛盾。
And so between them, they had some conflict.
但是感谢主，主对这位姐妹说。
But we thank the Lord because the Lord spoke to this wife.
那人如何，与你何干？你只要来跟从我。
What does that person have to do with you? You come and follow me.
哦，这位姐妹就明白了。
And so now this wife, she understood.
所以她就有安息了。
And she had rest.
那这位弟兄也学习呢，后来她对这姐妹就对弟兄没有要求了。
And so later on, this wife, now she had no longer any expectations on her husband.
那这位弟兄呢，在公司里面是在一个很高的位置。
And this husband, he had a very high position in his work.
所以呢，压力很大。
So he had a lot of pressure.
每天呢，也是绷着一个脸，啊，然后对别人比较严苛。
And he had a very tense and strict face, and he was very strict with the customers.
但这位弟兄也学习把自己让在主的手中。
But this husband also learned how to place himself into the hands of God.
他就把自己柔软下来，谦卑下来。
He humbled himself.
然后呢，谦卑在主的面前。
And he humbled himself before the Lord.
然后呢，他甚至可以跟他的同事讲说，我有需要，请你为我祷告。
And at the same time, he was able to say to his colleagues, I have a need, please pray for me.
当他这样柔软谦卑的时候，
And so when he softened and humbled himself,
他脸上就出现笑容了。
He was able to smile.
然后他压力就没有那么大了。
And then his pressure wasn't so great anymore.
他对人也比较有恩典了。
He had more grace towards people.
哦，那整个事情就改变了。
The entire situation changed.
所以感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
神来建造我们，要扩大我们的度量。
The Lord wants to build us up. He wants to increase our capacity.
当我们把自己让在神的手中，神就可以来做成他荣耀的工作。
When you place yourselves into His hands, He can do His glorious work in us.
我们是与神同工的。
We are co-workers with God.
我们要跟主配合，让主荣耀的工作可以做成在我们里面。
We need to cooperate with Him so that His work can be accomplished in us.
那我们这个基督徒的生命是怎样的一个生命？
So what kind of Christian life is this life?
在几十年前，台湾有一阵子很流行劳力士的手表。
A few decades ago in Taiwan, Rolex watches were quite popular.
在地摊上差不多二三十块美金就可以买到一只。
You could buy from the street vendor a watch for about $20 to $30.
从外面看呢，跟真的没有什么两样。
Outwardly speaking, it looked exactly the same.
欸，它不但会走，而且还走得蛮准的。
Not only does it run, but it runs pretty accurately.
但是你怎么知道这个表是真的还是假的呢？
But how do you know if it's real or just a knockoff?
地摊上买的表，只要轻轻的碰一碰或刮一刮，它外面的漆就掉了。
If you just lightly scratch this watch that you buy from a street vendor, you will notice that the paint will fall off.
是经不起考验的。
So it cannot withstand any test.
所以我们知道，怎么知道我们的生命是真实的，有主的生命在我们里面呢？
So how do we know if the Lord's life in us is real or not?
就需要一点考验。
It needs to go through testing.
需要主来把我们身上碰一碰，刮一刮。
The Lord needs to come and test us by perhaps pushing on us or scratching on us.
让我们发现我们里面原来还有很多自己的生命。
And then we realize that, oh, we still have a lot of self-life in us.
所以我们可以把自己的生命放下来，让主来代替的主的生命来代替我们的生命。
That is why we need to let go of our self-life, allow His life to come and replace ours.
让主的生命在我们里面长大，这样我们越来就会越像主。
Then our life will grow and mature, and then we can become more and more like our Lord.
我们不要做一个镀金的基督徒，要做一个纯金的基督徒。
We don't want to be a fake Christian, but we want to be a pure gold, a Christian that is made of pure gold.
那个镀金的只是把金镀在外面，对不对？
One that is just tarnished is one that is painted over.
但是呢，愿我们从里面到外面都来彰显主的，都是主的生命，来彰显主的生命。
But we want from inside out everything to be of our Lord's life.
我们都是神手中的工作，在基督耶稣里面被做成的。
We are the masterpieces of God's hand. We are the ones who are being built up by Him.
下面不仅神讲到不神不仅在个人上建造我们，神也在团体的里面来建造。
So next we want to speak about how not only God is doing this work individually, but He's also doing this work corporately.
感谢主，今天下午有受浸聚会。
We thank the Lord, we have a baptismal meeting this afternoon.
当弟兄姐妹受浸归入主的时候呢，是归入基督的身体。
When brothers and sisters are being baptized, they are being baptized into the body of Christ.
让我们成为主身体上的一个肢体，而且我们彼此联络来成为一个身体。
We will become members of the body of Christ, and all limbs are connected into this body.
所以以弗所书告诉我们说，我们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是与神家里面的人。
In the book of Ephesians, it tells us that we are no longer strangers and aliens, but we are fellow citizens with the saints.
诶，那下面接着说什么呢？
And then it continues on.
你们要被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
That we are of God's household in whom we are also being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
我们受浸归入主以后，不是我们天天开心就好。
After we are baptized into the body, it's not that just every day you are happy and that's good enough.
是的，我们靠主我们可以天天喜乐。
Yes, according to the Lord, we can have joy every day.
但是他下面保罗就跟我们讲，就要被建造。
But here, continuing on, Paul says we are to be built up.
而且要同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
We are to be built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
我们如何来建造呢？
How do we be built together?
在以弗所书接下来说，有神所赐的，有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
In Ephesians 4, Paul continues on to say he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of service.
这边讲的建造，那可以英文里面可以翻成 building， 也可以翻成 edify。
And here it continues to say the building up of the body of Christ. It could be building or edifying.
那这 edifying 是什么意思呢？
So what does edifying mean?
就是教导，就是造就，就是熏陶。
It means to teach, to educate, to nurture.
我们愿意把自己让在神的手中。
If we're willing to place ourselves into God's hands,
神在教会里面有安排许多有不同恩赐的器皿的肢体。
God has arranged many different instruments, many vessels in the body.
所以我们可以把自己放在这个身体的里面，这样我们就被教导，就被造就。
When we place ourselves into this body, we can be taught, we can be edified, and we can grow.
在一个团体的建造，就是每一个人都起来建造。
And then in this building up of the body, every single member can be built.
而且每一个肢体都发挥它的功用。
And every member can also function.
那这样，这个身体就可以被建立起来。
In this way, the body will be built up.
那特别讲到几个方面。
Now, there are several points.
第一个就是要身体的感觉。
First, we need to have a sense of the body.
我们需要彼此。
We need one another.
在教会的里面或在基督里面没有独行侠的。
In the Bible, or in God's house, there are no individual
cavaliers.
Yeah.
就是没有一个好像自己可以说我跟神，神跟我就好了，我不要其他的人。
There's no individuals that say it's just me and God, God and me, and I don't need anyone else.
彼得说，我们都像活石被建造成为灵宫。
Paul tells us that, the Peter tells us that we are living stones being built up into the house of God.
请问，要建造一个灵圣灵所居住的所在，需要几块石头
？And so, to now let me ask, to be built up into God's house, how many stones do you need?
不是一块石头
，It's not one.
是要许多的石头。
You need many.
而且不只是许多的石头，不是好像在地上呢一堆石头，这样就是神的居所。
And God's house also cannot be just a pile of stones on the ground.
需要一块石头跟另外一颗石头能够连在一起。
You need to have stones stacked up neatly on top of one another.
那一块石头怎么可以跟另外一个块石头连在一起呢
？So how can one stone be connected to another stone?
我们每一块石头本来在山上的时候都是奇形怪状的。
Previously, all of us stones on the mountains, we all had our individual shapes.
都有自己有棱有角，而且是没有办法跟别的石头放在一起的。
You had your shape. It was angular. It was pointy, and you could not be connected with any other stone.
我们需要神建造的工作在我们的里面，包括我们能够高高低低的变成平坦哈，
然后呢，这崎岖曲高低的变成平坦，崎岖曲曲的呢可以变成正直。
We need God to work on us so that all of our pointy shapes and angles need to be ground away so that it's nice and flat and straight for other rocks to be placed on.
所以我们自己要被神来对付。
So we need to be dealt with by God.
当我们有身体的感觉的时候，我们就愿意把自己让在身体的里面。
When you have a sense of the body, you are willing to be placed into the body.
譬如说，我们如果有一段时间没有看到一些弟兄姐妹，我们就会想他。
For example, if you haven't seen a brother or sister for a long time, that you will miss them.
那我们就会关心，我们可以跟他打电话，我们可以为他祷告。
You will think of them, you will care for them, you will pray for them and give them a call.
但是如果在天然人里面呢，我们很常见的情形就是，我们如果没有看见呢，就不会去想哈。那英文叫做 out of sight, out of mind.
Now, in our natural self, oftentimes, if you don't see something for a long time, there's this phrase that out of sight, out of mind.
如果你把这个放在 Google 里面，你把它翻成中文的话
，If you are to put this phrase into Google to translate it into Chinese,
它就说眼不见，心不烦。
It is literally out of sight, out of mind.
心就不会烦恼。
And then you won't be bothered by it because it's not in your mind.
是不是就这样
？Isn't it so?
所以我们如果说没有看到弟兄姐妹，我们就是眼不见心不烦呢，还是说我们就有这个身体的感觉，愿意来关心很久没有来的弟兄姐妹
？Now in the body life, if you have any sense of the body, are you like that person who isn't bothered just because you haven't seen a person for a long time?
但愿主来感动我们。
May the Lord move us.
甚至我们每一次来聚会的时候，我们都可以来找几位弟兄姐妹，原来是我们不认识的。
Every time we gather, may we find those few that we don't really know.
然后去问他们，去关心他们。
May we ask them and care for them.
可以跟他们熟识，而且可以被建造在一起。
Be familiar with them so that you can be built up together with them.
在新耶路撒冷里面，我们每一个人都是一块活石。
In the New Jerusalem, we are all living stones.
被建造在一起。
We have been built up together.
我们前后左右上下的邻居，我们都认识，就应该认识，对不对
？All the neighbors that are above us, below us, to our left and right, we ought to know.
我们不要到那时候再问说啊，请问你叫什么名字
？May we not wait until that time and say, "Oh, excuse me, what's your name?"
然后不好意思哈，就是说，然后我从来没有不认识你。
And not say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I've never known you before."
好，那第二方面怎么样来有一个团体的建造呢
？And secondly, how are we to be built up together?
就是要存心谦卑，同心合意，彼此服侍。
We are to be humble of one mind and serve one another.
在服侍呢，一个骄傲的人是没有办法服侍别人的。
In service, a proud person cannot serve others.
是等着别人来服侍的。
Well, that person only waits for others to serve them.
圣经告诉我们，我们要凡事要存心谦卑，要看别人比自己强。
And the Bible does tell us that we are to be humble and to see place others before ourselves.
我们怎么样子能够来存心谦卑，看别人比自己强呢
？And so, how do we humble ourselves to look more highly on others than ourselves?
我们每一个天然人都有许多的缺点。
All of our natural selves, we all have many shortcomings.
都是不可爱的。
We're not lovable.
那我们要怎么样看弟兄姐妹呢
？How do we look at other brothers and sisters?
我们要看他里面的基督。
We need to see Christ in others.
以前有一位弟兄，他很爱我。
In the past, there was this brother who really loved me.
可是他跟我不一样，所以我蛮讨厌他。
And but because he was very different from me, I was annoyed by him.
但是他还是一直爱我。
But he still continued to love me.
他比我大大概三四岁。
He was older than me by about 3-4 years.
最后呢，当我在服侍上有软弱的时候，是他来扶持我。
But later, when I had some weakness in my service, it was him who came to serve me.
当我一个人在主面前流泪的时候，是他来陪我祷告。
And when I wept by myself, it was him who came to pray with me.
主就完全的改变我对他的观念。
The Lord completely changed my understanding of him.
因为他里面有基督。
Because within him there was Christ.
所以我们要看到弟兄姐妹里面的基督。
We need to see the Christ in our brothers and sisters.
这样我们就可以看存心谦卑。看别人比自己强。
And in this way, we can be humble and see others as better than ourselves.
而且我们要同心的来建造。
And we are to build together with one heart.
我们既然在一个身体的里面，这个身体就只有一个 一个神经系统，一个血液循环。
Since we are in one body, there is only one nervous system and one circulatory system.
每一个肢体都要被这个所都联络在一起。
Every member needs to be connected.
所以没有联络在一起，这个肢体这部分就会坏死。
Because if you are not connected, then it's very easy for that member to be dead.
圣经上也教导我们不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
The Bible also teaches that we are not to only care for our own matters, but to care for others.
这样子，每一个肢体就可以被联络在一起。
And in this way, every member can be connected.
一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦。
When one member suffers, all members together suffer.
当一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同欢喜快乐。
When one member is honored, all members rejoice together.
第三方面，讲到团体的建造。就是要全体的建造。
Thirdly, regarding the building up of the whole body, we are to grow together.
在我们的当中，没有闲杂人，也没有旁观者。
Among us, there are to be no slackers or no bystanders.
当以色列人出埃及的时候，浩浩荡荡，大概有两百万人。
When the Israelites left Egypt, there were roughly about 2 million people.
还有很多闲杂人。
Among them were many idlers.
Yeah. 然后呢？但是这些闲杂人呢？在过约旦河的时候，通通不见了。
But these people, before they were to cross the River Jordan, they all were gone.
因为他们都倒闭在旷野。
Because they all fell in the wilderness.
要进迦南，要征战，就没有闲杂人。
If you are to enter into Canaan and if you are to fight, there are no idlers.
所以，同样的，今天我们在教会的里面，只有被主得着的，只有神的儿女，没有闲杂人。
And so it is the same in God's body today, that in His body there are to be no idlers, no bystanders.
我们愿意把自己让在神的手中。
We're willing to place ourselves into God's hand.
我们不能说哦，那你这个肢体你建造好了，我休息一会。
We cannot say, oh, in this matter of building, you go do it. I'm going to rest for a little bit.
你知道吗？一个孩子在长大，他是每一个部分都在长大的。
You know, when a child is growing, every part of their body grows.
如果只有右手长大，左手不长，只有右脚长，左脚不长，会怎么样呢？
If only the right hand grows and not the left, or just the right foot grows but not the left foot, then what happens?
这就是一个畸形的身体。
It's a deformed body.
但是主要得着的是一个美丽的身体，是一个健康的身体。
What God wants to gain is a beautiful, healthy body.
神要得着的，就是一个我长大成人，满有基督长成身量的身体。
What God wants to gain is a body that is full and mature to the full measure and stature of Christ.
这要怎么样实行呢？
How is this to be possible?
我们愿意年幼的来顺服年长的。
We are willing for the younger to submit to the older.
我们愿意年长的来照顾，来带领年幼的。
We do want the older to lead and to care for the younger.
在我们聚会当中，一定可以找到比我们年幼的，也可以找到比我们年长的。
In our gathering, you will most definitely find those who are older than you and younger than you.
父老就可以来带领中年人，中年人来带领少年人，少年人来爱孩子们。
The elders can lead the middle age. The middle age can come to serve the young, and the young can come to love the children.
这样，这个教会就是一个充满爱神的家。
And in this way, the church can be a loving family of God.
这样就有一个属灵的传承，这个属灵的这样的一个见证，就一代的传一代。
And then we will have the spiritual heritage, which can be passed down from generation to generation.
最后要讲到。盼望新耶路撒冷要从天而降。
Lastly, we will speak about how we have this hope for the New Jerusalem to come down from heaven.
在启示录二十一章，约翰看见一幅荣耀的图画。
In Revelation 21, we see John sees this glorious picture.
就是，他看见一个新天新地，因为以前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。他要看见圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降，预备好了，如同新妇。装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
There John saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away. There was no longer any sea. He saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband.
盼望就是我们可以建造的一个动力。
Hope is a motivation for our building.
我们很多人来美国，都花了几年的时间来预备自己。
Many of us have come to America. It took several years for us to prepare ourselves.
但是这不过是短暂的。
However, this is only temporary.
神的荣耀，神新圣城新耶路撒冷是永远的。请问我们花多少时间来预备自己呢？
Now God's city is glorious. How much of us, how many of us have really prepared ourselves for it?
愿今天主的话来激励我们。
May God's words encourage us today.
让我们把自己让在神的手中。
Place ourselves into God's hand.
让我们像田地一样被神来耕种，像房屋一样被神来建造。
May we be that field that is cultivated by God and that building that is built by God.
让我们不只有个人的建造，我们也有团体的建造。
May we not only have the individual building up, but also a corporate building.
愿感动尼希米的灵今天也来感动我们。
May the spirit that moved Nehemiah also move us.
当神呼召我们说来吧，我们重新建造耶路撒冷的城墙，愿我们今天都答应说我们起来建造。
When the Lord calls for us today to say come let us rebuild, may we also respond and say yes we will rise up and build.
请我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
哦，主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
哦，你恢复的工作，你重建的工作是何等的荣耀。
Your recovery and rebuilding work is so glorious.
愿我们愿意把自己让在你的手中。
May we place ourselves into your hands.
把你自己荣耀的工作做成在我们个人和团体的里面。
May your glorious work be done in us individually and corporately.
我们乃是盼望那个新耶路撒冷从天而降。
And we also have this hope for the new Jerusalem descending from the heavens.
我们盼望，哦，那个圣城新耶路撒冷，哦，主啊，我们都在其中。
And we desire that when we see the New Jerusalem, that we would be in its midst.
那时候就没有斑点，没有皱纹。哦，主啊，是一个荣耀的教会，可以来归给主。
And the church will be spotless and blameless, glorious, given to the Lord.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
祷告，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray this in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.